answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Second, and they said, well, you know, that you really can't take any more intelligence from that balloon than what they can get a satellite. That's not true either, because they're watching our reaction. They're watching how we responded to it, who responded to it, the chain of command. So even if it doesn't have surveillance equipment on it of sophistication and we don't know, then that argument is false too. So at the bottom line, you know, look, this is another example of showing weakness. You know, it began very early in his presidency with Afghanistan. You know, that worldwide showing of weakness then led, in my opinion, to Putin having the green light in Ukraine. We have no plan, by the way, in Ukraine, and we keep dumping money with no plan with a blank check. And then you have Taiwan. And look, if we can't defend ourselves against a balloon, how do you think we can defend ourselves, you know, in Taiwan and make sure the South China Sea is a home to democracy and not communist China?
Wow, did he nail it. He nailed it. That is Congressman Ryan Zink, former Naval SEAL, Republican, representing Montana. And he's absolutely right. The way the Biden administration handled this balloon traversing all the way across our nation and taking action only after it had gone all the way across shows how weak we are, and we have no idea what the hell we're doing. I still say, what, were all the radar operators that should have spotted it as it approached us in some CRT training or learning to decide which pronoun they want to use that day? Once again, thanks for joining us. It's Feb 6, 2023. You're listening to Larry Connors USA Daily Report, every day here at 6 o'clock for you. But this story is so massive. I'm covering it on so many different angles over the next few minutes here. For one thing, Senator Rubio, I just talked about we should have been able to see this thing coming. What did we do then? What did we not do? Senator Rubio, Florida.
First of all, they can track these things. I would hope you can track a slow-moving balloon that clearly is headed here, as you can see from its trajectory. I think that's one of the things we'll learn this week is how soon, how late into January did they already know that there's this high-altitude balloon and what its trajectory was and where it was headed, and why didn't they take action at that time? That's number one. I think the other thing that we need to know about it and understand is why did it take so long for them to disclose this to the American public? I don't think the trajectory of where this balloon was going was a mystery. I think pretty early on, they probably, because of the prevailing winds, because of the direction that it was headed, I think it was pretty clear that this thing was going to enter the Northwest in Montana, in Idaho, move its way down the Midwest, and exit the eastern seaboard just off the Carolinas. I mean, that's an unprecedented flight path. And why did it wait till Wednesday to notify or Thursday to talk about it to the American people, knowing people were going to be seeing this thing?
Yeah, folks were already seeing it. They were seeing it in the sky, taking pictures of it themselves. And then the American people are told what it is. And Senator Rubio says you have to look at not just the transition of our nation, but the timing and the intent.
It's not a coincidence that this happens leading up to the State of the Union address, leading up to Blinken's visit to China. The Chinese knew that this was going to be spotted. They knew that we were going to have to react to it. They flew it over military installations and sensitive sites right across the middle. I mean, look at the flight path of this thing. It's a diagonal shot right through the middle of the continental United States. And the message embedded in this to the world is we can fly a balloon over airspace of the United States of America, and they won't be able to do anything about it to stop us. They calculated this carefully with a message embedded in it, and I think that's the part we can't forget here. It's not just the balloon. It's the message they're trying to send the world that we can do whatever we want and America can't stop us.
Well, the Republicans are drafting a resolution. It should be ready in time tomorrow, just in advance of the president's State of the Union address, condemning his lack of action. Senator Chuck Schumer says, you're just being premature and you're playing politics. Well, again, Congressman Zink, former SEAL member from Montana.
This was a poke in the eye. Look, you know, this, you could see it from Billings, Montana. You know, you can see the Billings Gazette published pictures of it. You can see it on Fox News. You can see it now. It's in North Carolina. So this is a poke in the eye. And I guarantee you, if we flew something over China, it'd be blown out of the air. Look, it should have been shot down. They should have been notified. If you continue, we're going to shoot it down. But we can't allow Chinese communist air balloons over U.S. airspace. The intelligence they learned from it was, is you can poke us in the eye and we won't do a darn thing about it.
Did not do it. Not until it got back over water. And then I called a friend of mine who's a fighter pilot and said, did you take part in shooting the balloon down? Wow, that was a big victory. He said, well, we never want to go against somebody we can't defeat anyway. He said, he gave me the name of the commander that was flying the jet that shot it down with a Sidewinder missile. Gave me some details that I have released to some extent using his Sidewinder missile, but I'm not allowed at this time to give his name. I'm waiting to see if he's going to be invited or ordered to be at the State of the Union address tomorrow, so Biden can kind of address this in that way. But Senator Rubio says you need to look beyond this particular event.
We have to decide, what are we going to do the next time one of these things heads this way? Because I don't think it'll be the last time. I think you'll see it again. Beyond consequences, I'm not sure there should be a direct individual consequence. I think the broader relationship between the U.S. and China, to anyone who has any doubts about it, now the bottom line is here. And that is, we are now, China has been for some time and will be the primary strategic adversary of the United States. And we should be focused on it, because what they're trying to do is create a world in which they are the most powerful nation and the United States is a great power in decline. That is what they believe to be the case. That is what they are working on. And we have to determine whether we're going to allow the world to head in that direction or not. And then there's all sorts of things we need to do, from how we're postured militarily in the Indo-Pacific, all the way to what kind of companies do we allow to operate in the United States and spy on us, because we've invited them in, because they're in our infrastructure, in our telecommunications infrastructure, because they're buying land, because they're buying farmland, because they're wiping out key industrial capabilities of this country. There's all kinds of things that need to be discussed when it comes to China, because this is the issue of the 21st century.
Yes, and that includes TikTok, which we're going to get into in more detail in the next segment. I'll remind you, we will carry the President's State of the Union address tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock, followed by the Republican response. Lock and load. Ready. On the right. Hundreds of homeowners and businesses had or will have water main breaks. Wellington Environmental has a warning. You can clean up the water, but if you're not checking areas where the water leaked in the walls where you can't see it, you could end up exposing your family, your employees, your clients to hazardous mold. Wellington Environmental reminds you, if that mold is not detected, properly treated, removed, that is a risk, a liability you do not want. Wellington clients, including hospitals and schools, trust Wellington to make their environments safe. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
And we're down. We go, go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So do you use TikTok? Do you use TikTok? Do your children use TikTok? Other members of the family? Do you look at it as just it's just sending pictures and funny things back and forth, or just watching them? Some are very entertaining reels. Watched the one the other day of people slipping and sliding on ice. Ha ha, looks harmless. I'm looking at a piece written on Substack by the writer identifies as Gerwinder. And the title is, TikTok is a new kind of super weapon, the ultimate weapon of mass distraction. Let me read some of this to you, and we're going to break it down, because we've already heard numerous government officials and elected leaders on both sides of the aisle say, that thing should not be operating in this country. It's owned by a Chinese ByteDance group, and they're collecting information every time you use it. They're getting stuff off your phone or anything else, and when they put it all together, they have a very good picture of you and who you are, where you are. You didn't want that to happen. I will say at this day and age, though, I don't know how you could ever really get off the grid, seriously. You see them in TV shows, get a burner phone, then dump it. Okay, then they won't be able to tie you to that phone. Or take the chip out if you're trying to evade, break it, throw it away somewhere, get another one for later. But there are so many things out there now and so many surveillance cameras, it's pretty hard to get away with anything. But here's what Gerwinder wrote on Substack. For thousands of years, humans sought to subjugate their enemies by inflicting pain, misery, and terror. They did this because these were the most paralyzing emotions they could consistently evoke. All it took was a slash of a sword or pull of a trigger. But as our understanding of psychology has developed, it has become easier to evoke other emotions in complete strangers. Advances in the understanding of positive reinforcement, driven mostly by people trying to get us to click on links, have now made it possible to constantly, consistently give people on the other side of the world dopamine hits at a scale. As such, pleasure is now a new weapon. A way to incapacitate an enemy as surely as does pain. And the first pleasure weapon of mass destruction may be that app on your phone called TikTok. He points out TikTok is the most successful app in history, emerging in 2017 out of the Chinese video sharing app Douyin, and within three years, it had become the most downloaded app in the world, later surpassing Google as the world's most visited domain. And TikTok's conquest of human attention was facilitated by the COVID lockdown of 2020. And you know that's true. I mean, if you're locked down, you can't go anywhere. You go to your phone, your computer, your TV. You got to spend your time somehow or another, and so do the kids. But then he adds, the success was not just luck. There's something about the design of the app that makes it unusually irresistible. He points out that other platforms like Facebook and Twitter use recommended algorithms as features to enhance the core product. With TikTok, the recommendation algorithm is the core product. You don't need to form a social network. You don't need to list your interest for the platform to begin tailoring content to your desires. You just start watching, skipping any videos that don't really draw your interest. TikTok uses a proprietary algorithm known simply as the For You algorithm. So it uses machine learning to build a personality profile of you by training itself on your watch habits and possibly your facial expressions. In other words, your phone might actually be recording you, though you don't know it. Well, the camera's pointing the other way. Maybe they got a way inside TikTok that they're getting a picture of you anyway. Are you scared yet? He adds this, since a TikTok video is generally much shorter than a YouTube video, the algorithm acquires training from data from you at a faster rate, allowing it to quickly zero in on you. The result is a system that's unsurpassed at figuring you out, and once it's figured you out, it can then show you what it needs to in order to addict you. He said the For You algorithm favors only the most instantly mesmerizing content. Its constructive videos, such as how-to guides, field journalism, all link relayed to the fringes in favor of tasty but malignant junk info. And many of the most popular TikTokers, name several of them, I'm not going to bother, do little more than a little dance and lip sync. He said individually, such of these videos are harmless, but the algorithm doesn't intend to show you just one. When it receives a signal that's got your attention, it doubles down on whatever you did to get it. So that allows you to feed your obsession, showing your hypnotic content again and again, reinforcing its imprint on your brain. Now, this is this guy's opinion. I don't have background on him. As I said, he wrote it for Substack, and he goes by Gerwinder. I don't know much about him, and I will plead bad reporting and investigating on my part. I just didn't have time to get into it. And this was put out in Prism, The Prism, which is a reader-supported publication. But here's how he's saying it. Gets your attention, it doubles down what you're doing. So it can feed your obsession, showing your hypnotic content again and again, reinforcing its imprint upon your brain. It can include promotion of self-harm, eating disorders, uncritical encouragement of sex reassignment surgery, and there's evidence that watching such content can cause mass illness, psychological illness. Researchers recently identified a new phenomenon where otherwise, listen up here, please listen to this, where otherwise healthy young girls who watched clips of Tourette's sufferers then also developed Tourette's-like tics. Now, you've heard of Tourette's where somebody would just spew off a string of curse words without apparently having any control, or they just have constant jerk. I'm not mocking and making fun of it. I'm just trying to give you an indication. If you have any doubt, that's what it is. And these girls that are healthy, simply by watching it, then they begin to have the same reaction. We do know that they create numerous challenges that people will carry out. Some are funny. Some can be dangerous. Some of the acts include licking toilets, snorting suntan lotion, eating chicken cooked in NyQuil, stealing cars. And then you have kids encouraged to vandalize property. And they have the blackout challenge where kids purposely choke themselves with household items. It's already led to several deaths, including a little girl just a few days ago. And two of them, they survive, but they have induced brain damage. But if you thought that was bad, listen to these next few lines. And again, this is from Gerwinder on Substack, appearing in the Prime publication. As troublesome as TikTok's trends are, the app's greatest danger lies not in any specific content, but in its general addictive nature. Studies on long-term TikTok addiction don't yet exist for obvious reasons, but based on what we know of it, we can see the future. He said there's a substantial body of research showing a strong association between smartphone addiction. I've got one right here. You got one too, probably. Oh, mine's much older. Yeah, sure. I don't care. You can have the newer one. I'm not spending that money on one till I have to. No, I do not. I heard that. Someone said that you probably have a rotary dial at home. I do not. I have a manual typewriter. Anyway, back to the serious subject here. They say in the addiction between smartphone addiction linked to shrinkage of the brain's gray matter and, quote, digital dementia. Digital dementia, an umbrella term for the onset of anxiety and depression, deterioration of memory, attention span, self-esteem, impulse control, the last of which also increases the addiction. everything I just named may or may not be behind some mass shootings. Because the guns don't kill, it's the people. Now, whether or not you could eventually find that there was some linkage, or maybe it's just, well, if it's anger to a fellow worker or someone, or just anger to, maybe it came off of too much of this stuff. I'm not saying it did. I'm not trying to make excuses for anybody. But maybe we need to reconsider some of this. A lot more pages. I don't have time to go through all of it, but he does point out that last month, FBI Director Chris Wray warned that TikTok is controlled by the Chinese government, could use it for influence operations. I think that's very possible. And then he said, or rather the writer said, so how likely is it that one such influence operation might simply include addicting young Westerners to mind-numbing content to create a generation of nincompoops? And here he points out something very critical. The first indication that the Chinese Communist Party is aware of TikTok's malign influence on kids is that it is forbidden access to Chinese children. They're not allowed to have it on their phones. They have a Spanish version, but they don't see twerkers and toilet lickers and all the other stuff. He said, here's a very interesting thing. In a survey asking American and Chinese children what job they would want most, the top Chinese kids who were not exposed to TikTok want to be an astronaut. The top answer among American kids who spend all their time with TikTok, what do you really want to be? Well, I want to be an influencer. I want to have my own TikTok channel. It's hard to find a car you like, but here's an easier way. AckermanToyota.com. In a flash, you're going to see new and pre-owned. You can quickly select which model you want, price, colors, options, get details on financing, lifetime oil changes, lifetime engine warranty. Just click AckermanToyota.com. AckermanToyota.com. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life. There is a great story about how John Beale Roofing got started. I encourage you to read it at their website, johnbealeroofing.com. That 1947 story leads to three generations of the Beale family repairing, replacing roofs on homes and businesses. Read the story at johnbealeroofing.com. And when you need roofing help, support my sponsor, John Beale. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
5 million people have entered our country illegally. That's the equivalent to 7 congressional districts. Enough fentanyl has poured into our country to kill every American 5 times. I say that again, to kill every American 5 times. Sir, your son is one of those Americans. This is a fact. I'm from Houston. Houston is known for a lot of things. We're known for the world champion Astros. And we're also known as being the human trafficking capital of the entire world. That's not anything I am proud of. This is all happening at our southern border as we live and breathe every single day.
The words of Texas Congressman Wesley Hunt, Republican. It's happening every single day. And staggering, shocking facts again about how much fentanyl is coming into the country. And how many people are dying of it? Where it's estimated 8.5 minutes, someone dies of fentanyl every 8.5 minutes. And when he talks about all these coming in, and continue coming in, because Biden and his open border policy, no border policy, it's creating all of this. Do you think Biden's going to address that tomorrow night in his State of the Union address, or is he just going to kind of walk around it? Because it's so easy for the Democrats to simply say, well, you just don't like people of a different color. It's got to be race. Well, Congressman Hunt says, stop playing the card.
My colleague, Mr. Gooden, talked about race and using the word racism and racist. And I've been black for a long time, sir, so I get it. And I've been a minority in this country for a very long time. But this is actually not about race. This is actually an issue of public safety. And if I call this an invasion, sir, I'm not racist. I can assure you I'm not racist. What I can assure you is that I want to make sure that fentanyl doesn't indiscriminately kill any race, religion, color, or creed, because fentanyl doesn't care where you're from. Fentanyl doesn't care about race. Fentanyl kills indiscriminately. This administration, the Democrat Party, unfortunately, uses race as a scapegoat for everything. And as somebody that wants to make sure that we do attack racist issues when they do occur, we can't be the boy who cried wolf and blame racism all the time. I am here to hold this administration accountable to understand that there are issues of race that need to be addressed. And, sir, this ain't one of them.
It ain't one of them. Now, tomorrow night, when President Biden is delivering his State of the Union address, do you think some of those words might echo in his mind as well? Or will he pull the race card and say, we're having trouble in this country because we're not treating people of color the same way, or we're not treating transgenders properly, or we're not doing that, we're not doing this, we're not doing that, on and on. Could you start by looking in the mirror and seeing that you're the one, you, Mr. President, are the one responsible for our open border and the illegals that continue to come across that you guys like to call migrants, just migrants. You know, they're migrating all right, but they're illegally migrating. This nation was built upon migrants, legal migrants, and we still take legal migrants. The other thing, President Biden in this address tomorrow is not going to be just the State of the Union. It's basically going to be the beginning of a campaign speech. And keep in mind, he'll be 86 at the end of a second term. So he can talk about all he wants about what he wants to do and where we're going to go and what we're going to do, but he's going to be 86 if he's reelected and serves another four years. Recent polls show 2/3 of his party do not want him to run again. They don't want him, his own party. Of course, there are those that say, yes, he's the guy, and we're going to stand with him. And one of them that takes that stance is South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina.
I hope he announces real soon. I hope he runs for re-election, and I think the country will respond very positively to his candidacy. And I will say, as he often says, don't compare him to the Almighty, compare him to the alternative. And that's what you do when you get into a campaign. Yes, Biden will be running against someone. Compare the records and compare the personalities, compare the visions for the future of this country, and then make your decisions. And if that's the way you do it, Joe Biden will be in very good shape, I believe.
Well, that's the opinion of South Carolina Congressman James Clyburn. As he was speaking on MSNBC, he said, I encourage Biden to run. I expect him to run. And if he holds to what he just laid out, he said he should be doing well. And he said, don't compare him to God. Just compare him to that guy, whoever that guy is. And especially if it's a guy with that orange hair, oh, yeah, compared to him. Now, I mentioned earlier in this program that there's a good possibility, a very likely possibility, that abortion is going to be front and center again for 2024. And the reason being is because the great tsunami, the red wave, did not materialize in the midterms. The Roe v. Wade ruling officially came out back in June ahead of the November elections. Of course, it was leaked a month or two before. And we still can't find the leaker of the Supreme Court. Really? Really? As I said, it's going to be another deep throat somewhere in there that eventually will be ferreted out or voluntarily come out for, you know, some extra money, assuming they won't face criminal charges. But Senator Clyburn is ready to see Biden back in there again. And Joe Biden is all about abortion. Joe Biden, a Catholic, who voted for the Hyde Amendment originally as a senator, that said no federal dollars can go to an abortion, cannot be used to pay for the abortion. So Planned Parenthood got around it by saying, well, it's not going to be paying for the actual abortion. We'll take federal dollars to pay for the building, the staff, lights, things of that nature. That's what they've been doing. But right now, the same Joe Biden has been saying that if you're in a state where you cannot get an abortion because it's too restrictive or totally restrictive, then maybe we'll open up a VA centers and let you go to federal facilities. You cannot do that. He was quickly told, no way. But that was where his mindset was. By the way, you should know this. The U.S. State Department is pretending to offer grants for those of free speech, but it's going to disqualify anyone for getting a grant if you disagree with a woke agenda. The State Department is offering $750,000 grants. If you want government funding, your free speech initiative, quote, should include women and girls in all their diversity, LGBTQ+1, persons, transgender, gender diverse, migrants, illegals, members of marginalized racial, ethnic, indigenous communities, religious minority group members, and others targeted by anti-rights actions. That's the extent of your free speech. And for that, we'll give you grants of money. If you say anything against any of those, well, that's not free speech. And we're certainly not going to pay you any money not to go out and say the same thing.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Wow, already 2023, and we're getting closer to opening Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, focusing on the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar, with a variety of fish specials. Napoli Sea, right next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. Easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli Sea, coming soon, joining Napoli 3 in St. Charles, Town and Country, and Clayton.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Together, we will determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come. We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Ah, I knew that was going to set Trump haters on fire. Hair on fire again. I've been teasing that. I've been telling you throughout today's program. I got something before we're wrapped up that's going to put Trump haters absolutely on the crazy edge. They're going to need to go to some quiet room with a crayon book and a bunch of crayons so they can kind of ease their emotions out. That was Trump, of course, in his inauguration speech. I'd mentioned earlier how many members of the Democrats didn't bother going. I listed several of them by name. And some of them were simply saying, well, Russian hacking got him elected, so I'm not going to go. There was no Russian hacking. Here's what Trump had also to say.
Today's ceremony, however, has very special meaning, because today we are not merely transferring power from one administration to another or from one party to another, but we are transferring power from Washington, D.C., and giving it back to you, the people.
I That's what he said. But like I say, a lot of Democrats decided they weren't even going to attend his inauguration. Obama was there because he had to be there, and he was very respectful, and Trump even praised him and the First Lady. I do remind you, in the midst of all these verbal battles, remember our pledge, one nation under God.